The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for war.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow. Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future. And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came in the logbook.com's Escape Pod. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1975, we returned to a planet we knew all too well.
Return to the planet of the apes!
The stupid humanoid beasts in their caves, sitting ducks for us. Sound the battle call! Charge!
They're apes! They can speak!
As NBC premiered the animated series Return to the Planet of the Apes, almost completely unconnected from all but the most basic story elements of the movies and live-action TV series, the animated apes brought the Planet of the Apes to young viewers everywhere. And in 1986, The Traveler and the TARDIS went on trial.
Well, even I would find it hard to lose myself in a corridor, especially when propelled by the mental energy of so many distinguished Time Lords.
Oh, I don't know. You seem to have a great talent for straying from the straight and narrow.
Would it be too much to ask what all this is about?
The accused will remain silent until invited to speak.
The accused? Do you mean me?
I call upon the Valiard to open the case.
By order of the High Council, this is an impartial inquiry into the behavior of the accused person, known as the Doctor. He, on divers occasions, has been guilty of conduct unbecoming a Time Lord.
Not guilty!
He is also charged with, on divers occasions, transgressing the First Law. It is my unpleasant task, Madam Inquisitor, to prove to the inquiry that the Doctor is an incorrigible meddler in the affairs of other peoples and planets.
Doctor, you've heard the charges. Do you wish to say anything before the inquiry proceeds?
Only this whole thing is a farce. I am Lord President of Gallifrey. You can't put me on trial.
Doctor, since you willfully neglected the responsibility of your great office, you were deposed.
Is that legal?
The 23rd season of Doctor Who, also known as the 14-part epic Trial of a Time Lord, premiered on BBC One after an 18-month hiatus that started out as a cancellation of the whole series. Colin Baker returned as the Sixth Doctor for the final time, and as far as BBC bosses were concerned, the Doctor really was on trial for his life. Actor Akiji Kobayashi was born in 1930. He was the suited star of the Japanese live-action tokusatsu series Ultraman. Mad Magazine illustrator Sergio Aragonés was born today in 1937. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd was born in 1943. And born today in 1974, Chad L. Coleman, the Orville's Clyden.
I followed you. I could see what was happening. I told him I would not be silent while he debased our way of life. But then I left.
You said all this, but you didn't kill him.
That is correct.
Well, then what were you going to do?
I was going to turn him in to the authorities on Mokulus.
Director Akira Kurosawa, whose works inspired George Lucas, among many others, died on this day in 1998. On this day in 1975, it looked a lot like Gilligan in space. But it was just Bob Gilligan Denver starring in Sid and Marty Croft's Far Out Space Nuts.
Hey.
What?
Bob's got something.
Yeah, please.
No.
What? You should think of the door.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea. Okay. Do you want a nice revolving door like that?
In 1978, Doctor Strange got his one and only shot at TV stardom as CBS aired a Doctor Strange pilot that didn't lead to a series. In 1987, an all-star cast including Blake Seven's Gareth Thomas and former Doctor Who star Patrick Troughton took on the Knights of God.
Tell me, is it now for him?
It begins, that's all.
How will it end?
God only knows. I have to go back now.
To the wasteland?
Yes.
We'll never get through. The Knights control all the roads, the valleys are crawling with them.
There's always the sea. That looks a good boat, that one of yours.
Depicting a bitter struggle between a totalitarian religious sect and a Welsh resistance group, this was Patrick Troughton's final television appearance, broadcast several months after his death. In 1988, the boys from the Dwarf met a mechanoid in need of a little help.
Anything the matter? They're dead.
Who's dead?
They are dead. They're all dead.
My God. Well, I was only away 2 minutes.
The second season premiere episode, Crichton, introduced the robotic butler, even though he wouldn't become a series regular until the third season. For the first and only time, Crichton was played by comedian David Ross. And in 1989, one of the Doctor's oldest allies was lured back onto the battlefield.
I'm surprised it still fits.
I should have thrown it out while I had the chance.
You could have said no.
I could have, Doris. But I still have my duty.
This isn't duty? You want to go. I mean, do I... All this means so little to you.
I will be coming back.
You don't need to go. You don't need to go on playing soldier anymore.
I'm not playing.
Battlefield was the season premiere of the original Doctor Who series' 26th and final season, and it was the final original series appearance for Nicholas Courtney as the Brigadier. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. Thelogbook.com's podcasts and video productions are entirely listener, viewer, and reader-supported, and there's more than just the Escape Pod. There's Retrogram, where you pick a week between 1970 and 1990 to reassess all of that week's sci-fi, horror, superhero, and fantasy shows. There's Select Game, Expanded Memories of the Odyssey 2, covering one of the great overlooked classic video game systems. There are the frequent Phosphor.Fossils YouTube videos, each one revisiting classic arcade, computer, and home video games from the 70s through the 90s, and there are the logbook.com's original books and ebooks, and much more. You can find ebooks or anything you might want to order from online vendors such as Amazon or eBay at thelogbook.com/store. Our original designs can be found on everything from t-shirts to socks to shower curtains to non-medical grade face masks at thelogbook.redbubble.com. You can support The Logbook on an ongoing basis at patreon.com/thelogbook or at Ko-fi, that's ko-fi.com/thelogbook. You can also help us out by subscribing to CBS All Access or Amazon Prime through the ads you'll find on nearly any page on thelogbook.com. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing Escape Pod landing procedure. The logbook.com Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Payne.